We're going to begin this evening in Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14, and I'm going to be doing quite a bit of reading and skipping, although we're going to be skipping forward. So if you'd like to follow along, please feel free to, or just listen. But we're going to begin in Genesis chapter 14, beginning in verse 17. Then after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer, the kings and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Sheba, that is, the king's valley. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram, God of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse 1. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, who has brought you up from the land of Egypt, is with you. When you are approaching the battle, the priest shall come near and speak to the people, and he shall say to them, "Hear, O Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or tremble before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you." Psalm 98 and verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Proverbs 21 and verse 30. There is no wisdom and no understanding and no counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. Zephaniah 3 and verse 16. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, "Do not be afraid, O Zion. Do not let your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, and he will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. I will gather those who grieve about the appointed feasts. They came from you, O Zion. The reproach of exile is a burden on them. Behold, I am going to deal at that time with all of your oppressors. I will save the lame and gather the outcasts, and I will turn their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, even at the time when I gather you together. Indeed, I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Matthew 12 and verse 15. But Jesus, aware of all of this, withdrew from there. Many followed him, and he healed them all, and he warned them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel, nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out until he leads justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope." Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called, and these whom he called, he also justified, and these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, "For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered." But all in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things that come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will all be changed. For this perishable must put on imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5 and verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And whoever loves the Father loves the child born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is the one that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for the testimony of God is this, that He has testified concerning His Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe, God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning His Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. Revelation 22 and verse 1. Then he showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. On either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His bondservants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have any need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. You might already realize this from having listened to me a time or two at this point, but victory is by far one of my, it's hard to pick one of your favorite themes within the Bible, but victory is very high up there for me. I really enjoy talking about victory and thinking about victory and conquering, and it's not because I'm some sort of competitive person, because honestly, I'm really not. But quite honestly, I've spent a lot of time in my life feeling like a loser. I did win a Yeti cooler one time. That was a complete luck of the draw thing. But more than drawings or competitions, I've spent a lot of time in my life feeling like life is defeating me. But we can take comfort in what God has shown us from the very beginning, and what He tells us plainly throughout His Word. He does not lose. And those who trust in Him will be victorious, without a doubt. And this fact that God reveals to us has meant plenty of things throughout time. It has meant actual defeat of physical enemies, and it's meant more than that. But today, what it means today is that we can be victorious in the way that would matter most to us. Life. We can be victorious in life. And it's not because of any talent or training, although we do train and grow in righteousness, and it's certainly not due to any luck, but it is all completely due to who our God is. So with that all being said, we can pick our heads up. And really we need to. And I don't mean that in any kind of like peasy self-help kind of way. I mean, literally, we need to look up. And we need to look up to heaven and realize who our God is. We need to live victoriously. Live like He has given us victory, because He has. I bet if you think about Usain Bolt, who has won like a bajillion gold medals, and I think I'm rounding the number there a little bit. He's won a bajillion gold medals in racing. You know, I I bet that he probably doesn't walk out of the door feeling all that nervous if someone were to challenge him into a race or something like that. Because he could walk faster than I can run, and he knows what he is capable of. But we in our life, we are going to face hardship and temptation and low points in our faith and not wanting to get out of bed in the morning and disgust with others and really disgust with ourselves at times and fear and disappointment and despair. And this world is going to try to defeat us, but we know what God is capable of. We know what He has promised. And we can say, thanks be to God who gives us victory in Christ Jesus. God has not given us this victory so that the daily things in life, although as hard as they seem sometimes, that they would defeat us. So we shouldn't let them defeat us. Because we have victory through God. There is victory through Jesus Christ, and if you still need to experience that victory starting today and turn your life over to Him, please do so. Please come forward and be baptized in Him while we stand and as we sing.